This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. In honor of Veterans Day, today's message from Pastor Scott is called Sacrifice. This message was delivered on November 11th, 2018. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, ushers. Thank you, Tom. Well, good morning, New Hope. Happy Veterans Day. I'm going to begin. I'm going to ask you, after the ushers pass their buckets, would you stand? After they come past you, would you stand up with me? Yes, everybody. Everybody. Today is Veterans Day. Well, we celebrate Veterans. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. And we want to honor the veterans. And I'm just going to play this, and I'm going to say some words, and then I'm going to explain something. So go ahead, Pastor Aaron. I would ask that the veterans would remain standing. Everyone else, you may be seated. When you hear taps being played, it just hits you right here. I mean, your eyes may well up with tears, and you know, I've done many funerals where we did taps. I did my dad's funeral, and it reminds me of all those people who didn't make it home. Those who gave their lives for us. You know, only two defining forces has ever offered to die for you. Jesus Christ and the American soldier. One died for your freedom. The other died for your soul. You know, every week we come here, we honor Jesus Christ. This weekend, we honor Jesus Christ, but we honor our veterans. So would you give them a hand? Thank you so much for serving us. We keep standing. We have a coffee gift card for you. We have a coffee gift card. So once you get your gift card, you can be seated. But thank you so much for what you do. I think you guys deserve so much more than this gift card. But we want to just show our appreciation for each and every one of you. After you get your card, you may be seated. Thank you so much for your veterans for serving. Love you guys so much. For almost 100 years, we've been honoring veterans for this service. And what originated as the first anniversary at the end of World War I has become a national holiday to honor and support the brave and their families. And this morning, I have a veteran who I want to come up, and I want to ask him some questions. So would you welcome up our brother Tyson? Thank you, Tyson.
Thank you, Pastor Scott.
Yeah. Tyson, he works right back here. He sells aggregate. He's a friend of the family. He has three kids, a beautiful wife. Where did you serve, Tyson?
I served in Iraq.
He served in Iraq. And you signed up twice, actually, right?
Yeah.
I think he signed up in the reserves when you were in high school.
Yeah, I served in 99, I first joined.
And then you got out, and then you went back.
I got out after 6 years, and after 1 year, I went back into active duty.
Wow. What made you volunteer to serve?
You know, I was compelled because, you know, I was saved for a long time, you know, and I was compelled that if I took somebody's place in Iraq, they could come home to be with their family.
Wow. Selfless. So when you went to serve, did you expect like a hero's welcome when you came home?
No.
Yeah, one last question. How did serving change your life?
You look at life differently after you served because, you know, it's not, you enjoy your freedom here a lot more. Before, you take things for granted. But after you see what war is like, wow, you look at life differently. You don't take things for granted anymore.
Wow. Thank you so much, Tyson.
Thank you.
Wow. You heard that. You don't take life for granted. How many of us, man, we take life for granted. We get all these things, and we're in Hawaii. We got cars. We got houses, and yet we still grumble. Oh, and I'm on the top of that list. Starts with me. American veterans, they have done everything asked of them in their mission to serve our country. And it is never too late to give them a hero's welcome home. Today we look at sacrifice, and in honor of Veterans Day, thank them because all the blanks are filled in for you. Thank the veterans for all that, because if it wasn't for them, I would make you fill in the blanks. But we thank you. Today we look at sacrifice and what causes us to make sacrifice and the benefits of making sacrifices and the joy we can find in it. To all the veterans, thank you so much for what you have done, for making that sacrifice so that we can have freedom to preach the gospel, to worship. Sacrifice. What is it? Number one, love makes sacrifices. And may I add, joyfully, not grudgingly, like the Bible says. Sometimes we sacrifice, but we grumble under our breath. Like we mumble and we grumble and we moan and we groan. Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. You see, when you love someone, sacrifice comes easy. You know, there were countless times that my wife and I had to make sacrifices for our children, and it was easy because we loved them. How many of you make sacrifices for your children, even if sometimes they don't really appreciate it, right? Yeah, but we do because we love them. And when we had to make sacrifice, there was no question of should I or should I not. Love drives us to make sacrifices. That same love that drove God to send Jesus to be our sacrifice for our sins. Tell you the truth, if there was no love, I don't think there would be sacrifice. And a sacrifice is something you give up, usually for the sake of a better cause. Parents sacrifice sleep and time to care for their children. If you have children playing sports, you know what it's like when you got to do concession week after week after week, when you got to drive them to practice after work and stay late, pick them up, drop them off early. You know what it's like. Over the past 18 years, I've sacrificed thousands of hours of sleep just so I can do things for God's kingdom. Before times, get up, brush my teeth, 10 minutes out the door going to work. Now, I get to get up sometimes 2-3 hours early. I get to come to men's ministry. I get to come to church. And, you know, it's just a few hours of sleep. And because of love, I don't mind. Like I say, always sleep is overrated. Yeah. How many of you like, no, it's not? Yes, it is. How many of you like to sleep? Yeah. I used to like to sleep. now it's like I think I'm turning into my dad, because when my dad would get up, I don't know what time in the morning, but by the time I get up, the newspaper is read, the breakfast is done, and I think he probably must have got up like 4 o'clock. And now I find myself getting up at 4 o'clock. This morning I got up at 4 o'clock. I tried to go back to sleep, but by the time 4:20 came along, I said, I might as well just get myself down here. You know, I don't mind getting up 2, sometimes 3 hours early to do devotions with others and sometimes just by myself. Second and fourth Sundays, I get to get here at 4:15, make coffee for the men and cook some breakfast. Yesterday we had some awesome roast pork locomocos. Yeah, for all you men who didn't come, man, you guys missed out. Yeah, and you know, not only we have other great things. This morning we got here early, and James made an awesome kimchi fried rice. I mean, he sacrifices. He gets up early. And we get here, we sacrifice joyfully, not grumbling. Oh, man, I could have been sleeping a couple more hours. Because I know God has something great in store for me as I serve. Why would I sacrifice sleep? You know, I think there's like 2 or 3 times a month that I get to get up early and cook breakfast and eat breakfast with my wife, because during the week everybody's gone here, and I'm early one day, she's late one day, so we don't have that time. But on the first and third Saturday, oh man, that's the time. Get up early, and you know, I still get up early. We make breakfast. But why get up early and come to serve? Why do I do well? I think of all that Jesus did for me, the sacrifice he did, he gave, he on the cross, dying for my sins. Jesus gave me a brand new life. And some of you may know what I was like before this. And you may look at me now, it's like, yes, he does have a brand new life, a brand new lifestyle. I was dead, headed for eternal separation from God. And somehow he reached and got a hold of my heart. And now I am eternally grateful. And now I get to serve joyfully, serve him with all my heart, my soul, my mind, my strength. And every time I get discouraged or disappointed, I think about what he did for me. When you grumble about things, now think about what Jesus did for you. Think about the veterans, what they did for you. Maybe you have a better idea of appreciating them, thanking them, buying them a lunch or a cup of coffee. You know, think about what was done so that you could have eternal life. Think of what was done so you could have freedom. So every time I get disappointed, I think about those things, about the love and how when he was on that cross, stretched out, he never said, like, oh, I gotta die for Scott. Seriously. Man, that's one ungrateful guy. I would die for everybody else but him. He didn't say that. He said, I stretch my arms out, bleed for you, Scott, for your sins, for your salvation. I would do that for you because I love you. And I think about those things, and then I feel like I need to be more grateful, more appreciative. I have to go through life with a better attitude. Amen? Number 2, sacrifice has rewards. Mark 10:28-30. He began to say to them, behold, we have left everything and followed you. You know, he just had to bring this up, right? And this is, you got to understand, this is Peter before Acts. If you read Acts like 1 and 2 and 3, you see the brand new Peter. And it's just like a transformation. But it would be Peter, right, to have to bring this up to Jesus. And say, behold, you know, Jesus, we left everything and followed you. Remember? You know, we left everything. And Jesus replied and said, Jesus said, truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house, brothers, sisters, mother or father, or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he will receive 100 times as much now in the present age, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, and children and farms, okay, along with persecution. You get that now. We're going to have trouble. In the age to come, eternal life. Now, Jesus was acknowledging Peter's opinion here and their allegiance to him and the gospel. And since, you know, they changed and they gave up loved ones and property as they may have, and he said, but to everyone who makes this change, Jesus promises all these things will be replaced 100-fold. You know, I always think about that. I think you guys know that I left my job to work at a church. Then I think, am I going to get 100 jobs? Oh, man, that'd be pretty hard. You know, he will be replaced by 100-fold. New ties, new friends, fellowship with disciples. And this was what's going to happen, the reward in the age to come. They were going to get more. The future age following Jesus' return, each will receive the ultimate compensation and, along with that, eternal life. Amen? Over the years of doing church, I've made sacrifices, but I can tell you this. The blessings and the rewards as a result of those sacrifices far outweighed anything that I sacrificed for the kingdom. The rewards may not have been in material forms, you know, but it may just be some things that I've witnessed. You know, when my phone rings in the middle of the night and someone is in the hospital or someone died and they don't know who to call, so they call me, so I go down to the hospital, and I've seen this. We've been in the emergency room with 20 people in one of those stalls at the end of the emergency room. And I got to be there to pray with the family. And to see them, you know, being comforted by the prayers and the presence, that is a reward. When I get to do a funeral, because people die, they go to the mortuary, and they say, we don't have a minister to do our service. And a lot of times they will call me, and I will go. I will meet with the family, ask them what they want, let them know that I am here to serve them. And you see the tears in their eyes. Why would you serve me in such a way when you don't even know me? And just to hear their peace and their appreciation, that is a reward in itself. Funerals take time. I can't just, you know, pull things out of the air. I need to pray and ask God what to write and what to say. And I do according to what God puts on my heart. I get there early and I stay there late because I just stay there just in case they have a question. And the reward for me is a look that the family gives me, that look of peace. That feeling is payment in itself, more than I would ever deserve. You know, sacrifice has its reward. When you sacrifice a work day and go on a field trip with your children, man, that's a reward. When you sacrifice something for somebody else, and you see, when you sacrifice a day or a week. The other week, a few weeks ago, I had like a couple hours Saturday afternoon. So I took my lawnmower across the street to my neighbor's house, and I cut his grass. And to see the look on his face, he was weed eating along his fence. And he has an acre of land. And I thought, if he was going to weed eat that whole acre, he'd still be there weed eating that acre. But I took my lawnmower to his whole yard, and I just to see the look on his face, his wife, his children were just standing out there and watching me cut the grass. It was like, why is he cutting our grass? And just to see that was a reward in itself. And later on, his wife made fresh bread and brought it over to my house. I'm like, wow, bonus. I mean, I made that sacrifice. It took me an hour or so, but I got it done, and I was so, it was so rewarding to do that. Have you ever done that for somebody? What sacrifices have you made so others could benefit? I remember when I was working at New Hope Hilo, every so often, Pastor Alex would say, hey, you got time today? I said, always. What are we doing? Well, a friend of ours has hurt his back, and he needs help cutting his grass. I am in anything to get out of the office. Let's go get dirty. As you know, I'm just not an office person. But, I mean, go cut grass. I like cutting grass better than sitting in the office. So whenever he would take me out, man, it's like a field trip, man. Going out, serving people. And I don't know how you feel, but man, if somebody was to come cut my grass, I would feel pretty guilty, even if I couldn't do it and I would lay it up. I have pride issues. How many of you men got pride issues? Yeah. You know, if you have someone cut my grass, it'll be like really sore. But think about it. Think about what sacrifice have you made so that others can benefit? Maybe you need to humble yourself so that you could actually invite someone to church. You know, next week, we're going to have a feast here. We're going to cook some ham, some turkeys. If you want to cook a turkey, let me know. I'll get it for you or something. But it's not just for us, all right? It's for us to invite your family and friends. And if they don't want to sit in church, I'm okay with that. Tell them show up at 10:01. It's okay. Tell them, you know what? My pastor said it's okay if you don't want to come to church. Come at 10:01 because, you know, he always finishes on time. Pretty much, right? Right? Nobody ever complains about a short sermon. Right? I love you guys. But tell them, hey, you know what? We're having a Thanksgiving luncheon. Come for church or come at 10:01 just so you can eat and fellowship with us. And that's the whole point of doing these things so that we could invite our family and our friends, those who don't yet come to church. But think about it. Think how you would have to humble yourself to go ask somebody to come and join us. What kind of sacrifice have you made so that others can benefit? Did you sacrifice an hour of sleep so that your wife or your husband, you could get up and cook them breakfast? Yeah? Ethan taught me something last week. You know how everybody says, happy wife, happy life? Ethan told me, happy spouse, happy house. Oh, how's that, guys, right? Turn around and use that. Yeah? Yeah, thank you, Ethan. Yeah? Happy spouse, happy house. Well, it's not just for the wives anymore. What sacrifices have you made? Think about it. So others can benefit. What sacrifices can you make? Will you make? Are you willing? Are you willing to sacrifice? You know, tonight at New Hope Hilo, Nick Vujicic is going to do his last message. If you would like to go, I think the doors open at 6:15. Worship starts at about 7. It'll last probably to about 8:15. You know, that's a sacrifice. You know, your Sunday evening at home, kicking back, having family dinner, watching the Hallmark Channel, all those wonderful Christmas movies. You know, I thought I was done because the Dodgers are out. Football. Now it's like, oh, I thought I could get more reading done. But now that Hallmark Channel came out with Christmas movies, man, it's killing me. I got to stop. But what sacrifices can you make, will you make? man, will you get up early on Sunday, sacrifice some sleep, bring your children to church? Will you get up early, cook breakfast? What sacrifice are you going to make this season so that others can benefit, others can receive, others can grow? Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, we were yet on the other side, Christ died for us. Now, Christ died for us, you, me, those out there, even for those who didn't even repent yet, who might not ever repent yet, yet Christ died for them. See, you might make sacrifices, get up early, make your children breakfast, lunch, and dinner, send them off to school. They might not appreciate that. But will you still make the sacrifice? Because before we came to Christ, I pretty much guarantee you, we never appreciated what Christ did for us, but yet he died for us. Veterans, they come home and they get protested. People don't appreciate what they did so that we can have freedom. God died for us and for those out there who may not even accept him as their Lord and Savior. God demonstrated his love by the death of his son, Jesus Christ. This demonstration was first and at the right time. Second, it was when we, you and I, were powerless. And third, it was for even the ungodly. What benefit do we gain from Christ's death? Well, when we receive him as Lord and Savior, we get abundant life, we get eternal life, we receive forgiveness for our sins, we get peace, and we can go on and on about the benefits. What sacrifice can you make this season? How has others benefited from your sacrifice? Is the list long? Is the list short? Think about it. What can you do so that others would benefit? What can you do so that others can see the sacrifice in your life, the sacrifice Jesus made for you, the changes you made? What can you do? You know, when we did the packing of the Christmas boxes last week, Friday, it was sacrifice. It was a Friday night. You gave up your Friday night to come here to pack boxes for some country that you don't, kids in a country that you don't even know of. We came here on Halloween. That was another sacrifice. We gave up 2-3 hours of our time serving chili. Some people were grateful, some were not. We passed out candy. Some kids were, thank you. Some kids grabbed the candy and they ran. Yes. And the parents said, turn around. Say, thank you. Turn around. Thank you. That sacrifice. Look at the worship team. They get here early in the morning. Richie gets here like 5:30 and he's ready with his bass and his guitar and he's up and going. Pastor Aaron gets here like, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the morning, I think. I think Carlin kicks him out of bed early. But tell me, you know, the worship team comes here early. They prepare, they practice, they go through the whole thing. And when they play, all of us here, we benefit, amen? We get to sing, we get to worship God, and they lead us. What sacrifice can you make so that others can benefit? John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. The most a person can do for his friend is die for him. And that's a clear demonstration of love. And Jesus demonstrated that by dying for his friends, who we call us, those who obey him. Abraham was called a friend of God because he obeyed God. Now, I'm not saying that we have to go die physically so others may benefit. You know, sometimes we just got to die to ourselves. You know, when I get to go shopping with my wife, and I get to carry the bags and follow her along, oh, man, you can feel that I'm dying to myself. I'm making that sacrifice, man, just to follow her along and carry these bags. It's like, oh, Lord, how long more? Please, this is torture. Yes, it's a sacrifice. But look, when she gets to go with me to a Dodgers game, oh, Lord, how many more innings? I thought baseball was only 2 innings. Or she might be saying, like, what, another touchdown? Honey, this is baseball. You know, it's sacrifice. And she sacrifices so I can enjoy a baseball game. I sacrifice so she can enjoy shopping. Right? Okay. So we don't have to necessarily die, but we can die to ourselves. Now, like I said, sleep is overrated. And if you can choose to get up early to serve your spouse, that's great. To serve your children, that's great. If you want to choose to come here at 5 o'clock on Sunday morning, hey, we'd love to welcome you, James and I. We'd love to welcome you, and, you know, we can have a blast here. And if you want to even come earlier, like at 4, we could even do devotions together. You guys must be thinking, you are crazy. 4 o'clock on a Sunday morning. No way. It's great here early in the morning. Yesterday at 4 in the morning, man, it was so beautiful. I got into the driveway, and I seen, I think this way, I seen the Big Dipper. And then I looked straight up, and I seen Orion, and it was just clear. And then driving to church, I seen a shooting star. And I think I seen another one this morning. It was so cool to get up early and witness those things. It's the sacrifice. When you love God and you love people, getting up to come and serve is no big deal. It's actually fun. So today, not only we celebrate Jesus Christ, but we honor our veterans. They made a huge sacrifice for our freedom. Please take a moment to thank them for what they did. Not just the veterans here, but the veterans out there, the ones who don't even come to church. Thank them. And don't forget to thank Jesus for the sacrifice he made for you. Amen. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. I'm going to ask you, would you bow your heads and close your eyes? And see, look at that. Nobody ever complains about a sermon finishing early. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. You know, Jesus died on the cross for our eternal life. Like I said earlier, only 2 defining forces have ever offered to die for you: Jesus Christ and an American soldier. One died for your soul, the other for your freedom. Jesus died for your soul, but only if you ask him to be your Lord and Savior. That means confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead. But you got to ask him to be your Lord. So I'm going to ask you, bow your heads and close your eyes and pray this prayer with me. It goes like this: Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins, and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? Anybody? Anybody out there? Anybody? No shame. No shame. Anybody? Thank you, Lord. You have seen the hands. And they acknowledge that the sacrifice you made so that they can have abundant eternal life. Bless them, Lord. Help them to grow and walk with you all the days of their life. you know, as we come into this season of Thanksgiving and Christmas, let us appreciate all that you have done for us. We love you, and we pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, all the veterans who served. Thank you so much. And like Uncle Ray and I, we get to wear this shirt 3 times a year, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, and 4th of July. And it still fits, so that's pretty good. Yeah. So would you stand and join us as we sing?
Thank you, Pastor Scott.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Kaʻau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.